Okay, so we get the following rules in we get a lot, as we said, a lot of famous mitzvot in Kedoshim. So two psukim to focus on. You get, well, actually, we'll read a few psukim in order. Lo tasu avel bamishpat, lo tisav b'nei dav, lo tadar b'nei gadol, b'tzedek tishpot amitacha. You shall not do a injustice. You shall not favor the poor or the great. Right. This is, by the way, right. Parenthetically, we could spend a lot of time on this. Right. But one of the things that the Torah reiterates over and over is justice means neither benefiting the rich and powerful over the poor and weak, nor assuming that just because someone is weak, that they're always right, and therefore benefiting them. That is, right, just as unjust, and just as forbidden. Part of me feels like we should spend all the time on that, but no. Lo teilech, because it's sort of self-evident, right? Lo teilech rachil ba'amecha, lo ta'amod hal dam re'echa, you shall not be a talebearer amongst your people. And you shall not stand idly by the blood of your friend. Lo tisna achicha bilvavecha, hocheach tochich ramitecha velo tisa alavcheit. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall rebuke him and not carry upon him sin. Lo tikom velo titor b'nei amecha. Don't take revenge. Don't hold a grudge against the people of your nation. Vahavta reacha kamocha niyasha. So let's focus on lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. They do not hate your brother in your heart. So what question do you want to ask on that? Right? What is immediate question you have to ask about that?
I mean, typically the commandments concern actions, not feelings. So I'd ask, right, what would it look like to
right. So Israel Isaac says, well, normally mitzvot are action based. So what does it mean for it to be a heart in his heart? Now, Israel Isaac is making an assumption that is a very fair assumption, but you need to at least ask, which is, when it says bilvavecha in your heart, what does it mean?
Maybe it's showing actually that is what it's talking about.
What?
Feeling. It's talking about
so
feeling.
Is it actually about feeling, and then you got to figure out why this would be a feeling, or is it? Well, or whatever you think, feeling, emotion, but in your mind, sure, in your heart, right? Meaning, is it really just bilvavecha? And is it, now, if I ask it differently, what if, right, so one possibility is it's only in your heart. One possibility, obviously, said, is no, it's really about action, but it's like a warning, like, you know, emotion leads to action, right? But now, don't hate someone in your heart. Now, the simple pshat, if it's in your heart, does the person necessarily know about it?
Not necessarily.
So what if they do know about it? Is that better or worse?
Better.
Ah, good. See, we got some betters and some worses. Good. Why would you think that it's better if they don't know, if they know about it? And why would you think it's worse if they know about it? Because, and therefore, what? How do you understand the prohibition of lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha?
If you don't be, when you hate somebody, don't be like deceiving.
Good, right? So Evan says, bilvavecha is specific. If they know that you hate them, that's actually better because it's not forbidding hate; it's forbidding duplicity. It's right. It duplicitousness, right? The duplicitousness, right? That hating them in secret, right? Acting as if they're your best friend, right? And really, all you want to do is, you know, Shlomo says no. What do you mean? If they know it's worse,
it's af bilvavecha.
Right. So Shlomo says no. Maybe it's even in your heart. Right. So you see that there's a lot of ambiguity here. So, not surprisingly, whenever there's ambiguity, yes.
In Proverbs actually speaks a lot about this. Proverbs talks about having lying lips that conceal hatred.
So it's okay, good. Right. So
according to wisdom literature,
So methodologically, if you want to figure out an answer, right, so one way of doing it would look at context here, and one would look at context in Tanakh. And Israel Isaac is correct that the notion that hating someone in your heart specifically, but, you know, being two-faced is particularly bad, definitely appears in Mishlei. It appears in many places. So which one is it here, right? So obviously, if in 3 minutes we could come up with a different possibility, not surprisingly, those possibilities will be taken by the Mefarshim. So the Ramban goes mostly in Shlomo's direction, which is it is about it's basically a Kal Vachomer, right? It's some combination of Shlomo and Avi, which is, listen, it means don't hate them in your heart. It means don't hate them in action. It means don't hate them privately. It means don't hate them publicly. It's like a Kal Vachomer, even in your heart, even if it doesn't manifest itself, that would be Asur. And for sure, if you tell them to their face, they hate you. If you let it manifest in action, right? So he says, "Lotisna nechicha b'vavecha, ba'avur shederach asonim lechasod etzinatam bilibam." He says the reason it says b'vavecha is not to tell you only if it's in your heart. It's because wicked people hate it. People who hate often hide it in their hearts. Kamo shamar, and as it says, Israel Isaac is correct. Where does it? What's his proof? How does he know? Mishlei says Mishlei. Right, because Mishlei says in Perek Chavav Chavdalet is his example of Bisvatav Yinacher Sonei Verkavo Yashit Mirma, that he will with his lips Yinacher Sonei. It's right; it'll be like an Achrei, it'll be a stranger, but inside it will be deception or planning, right? Evil. His Kirakaduv Vovev Omar Hocheach Tocheach Ramitecha Mitzvah Elon Do Tochan Musar Lo Tisa Lav Chay. He says, now why is this in context with Hochech Tochech Ramitecha? Because the most likely time that this is going to happen is if someone did something bad against you. Right? So if someone did something bad against you, you could hold a grudge or you could either forgive or you could say it to him. Rebuke him. You see, forgive would be, you know, oh, if someone did something bad to you, forgive. That's not what the Torah says. They did something bad to you, rebuke them. Tell them. Right? So every time I read, like, forgiveness, like, you know, Christian theology on forgiveness, they're like, oh, it doesn't matter. Turn the other cheek. It's like, whoever said anything about turning the other cheek? Tell it to them to their face. Just get it out of the open. You know, don't be dishonest. And the Ramban says, but the Ramban takes some combination of Shlomo and Avi and says, listen, it means it is emotional. Also emotional. The Vavecha is saying that often people do that, but it's not exclusively, right? He's saying that's just the normal way, which implies that if you did it, right, if you hated him openly, that would also be bad. If you hurt him, that would also be bad, right? He goes on to connect this to the other things here, namely, lo titor, don't hold a grudge, which is in your heart. But what's the other thing there? Lo tikom, don't take revenge, right? So if you just read as a continuum, if you think that holding a grudge is in your heart and vengeance is something you do in action, and that these are all connected, then yeah, a very reasonable way to read this is even in your heart, but what it's forbidding is the whole spectrum. Don't hate them in your heart, don't hate them openly, don't hate them in action. And therefore, this is like the category, right? This is like the organizing principle of the next few psukim, right? So if someone does something bad to you, rebuke them, put it out in the open, don't hate them in the heart, don't take revenge, don't hold a grudge, right? The whole continuum, okay? Now, Rabbi David Tzvi Hoffman goes in the direction of maybe more directly exactly what Avi said, which is denying the notion that this is really about your heart. Really, it's about actions. So why does it say, lo tisna rechicha b'lvavecha? What? Right, why would you? Yeah, very good. right? You were the one who said it, so now you have to defend it. But yeah, is really it's a primarily about action. So why would it be that you would say, why would you call it in your heart? Because it's telling you that this leads to it, right? So the Rav David Zvi Hoffman says, now he does admit that these are part of a unit, but he said, they're all linked. Al tisna et achicha, don't hate him. El ahovoto, coming out to o, lo ligrom lara mitoch sina. Don't cause him evil because of hatred. El yahavoto v'yirtze rak betovato. Hamitzvot shebe'emza novot mitoch elo hashtayim. And everything in the middle comes from these two. Hocheach, hi mitzvah shiyoda ba'avad areya. Rebuke is a function of love. And it gets rid of hatred in the heart. Someone did something wrong against you, then say it openly. And you should bring him back to good, right? But again, the simple pshat of David Zvi Hoffman is, like Avi said, is that, nah, sounds like it's in your heart, and this answers Israel Isaac's question. It's not really about in your heart. It's really about action. But, amazingly, the majority view in Chazal is very surprising. Right? So, Rav David Zvi Hoffman says it's primarily about action. The Ramban just says about everything. In your heart, action, kal vachomer to action. The Sifra already says no. Like Evan, it's only if it's in your heart. If you punch him in his face, that's assault, that's a different Isser. Right? But if this Isser is only in your heart. So he says, I mean, and he's very clear. Talmud Lomar, lo tamar adam reachav lo tisnad achicha. You might have thought that you can't curse him, you can't hit him, you can't slap him across the face. Now, admittedly, you can't do that. But presumably what the Sifra means is that you might have thought that that's included within this Isser, I think. It's not telling you, lechatchila, go slap him. I don't think so. Talmud lomar bil vavecha. It's in your heart. Lo amarti. Ki im b'sin hashem alev. I'm only talking about what's in your heart. And if you're going to say that this is or is only what's in your heart, you, I think, have to go in the direction that Evan says, is that at least this prohibition is a problem of being two-faced. So if you look, for example in the Targum, Yuchas li Yonatan, he says, lo timalilun shi'iya bifumchon. Let's see how good your Aramaic is. Right? Lo timalilun. What's timalilun? To speak. Okay. Shi'iyah. What's shi'iyah? Like smoothly. Right? Bifumchon. With your mouth. Limisne yat achichon bilibichon. To hate your friend in your heart. Right? And the Rashbam is also explicit. He says, im gamalcha ra'ah. If he did bad to you, again, linking it to Ocheach, lo titra'el lifanav ke'ohev. Don't appear before him like one who loves him. Uvikirbo yasim arbo. And in your heart, you are trying to, right, hurt him. Right, quoting Yirmiyahu. Now, based on this, what does this, right now, and obviously, right, they're saying that, right. Instead, you should bring it out in the open. El tocheach, tocheach, masha asam, mitoch kach yeshalom. Right? If you put everything out in the open, there'll be peace. Now, what this proves, going back to Isaac's point, is, as I've said several times this year when we did Lishma and the like, is don't tell me that the Torah doesn't command emotion. It does. Right? It does. Right? The Torah does demand things of your heart. If you think you can't control your emotions, well, you're wrong, right? God thinks you can. God created you. God is telling you you can. Now, the Urim is very clear about this, that, yeah, in this case, and I've mentioned this before in the Lashon Hara, that Sugya, that he thinks that the only thing that's usher in this case is being two-faced, right? But if you tell it to their face, and he proves it from the Gemara that says, what is the case of Lashon Hara? So the Gemara there says that I never said something and had to look behind me. Right? Meaning, it's only us or if I wouldn't say it if they were there. If they were there and I would say it to their face, well, then it's fine. Right? So what you get is here basically three perspectives. Okay? You get the Avi perspective, which is, it really has to be about action. So why is hard? It's saying don't allow, it's just telling you, usually actions don't kind of nowhere. People don't just walk down the street and just slap people for no reason. It's because of hatred. So it's a warning, but it's really about action. Right? And the other extreme, you have Chazal, Rashbam, who's saying, no, it's only emotion. And specifically, if it's only emotion, that's because its really-ness are about being two-faced. And then you have the Ramban, who says, no, it's a broad iser, which says, don't hate people and don't allow your actions to manifest hatred. And therefore, it includes emotional components, it includes action components, it includes it all. But it's all under the rubric. And again, you see methodologically where these different things come from. It's from the general problems of do we command emotion, but also from contextual clues here, where it clearly pairs it with nikama, which is an action thing, and lotitor, which is presumably not, right? Psukim and mishle, right? Which do seem to forbid things in the heart specifically because of duplicity. Okay, let's stop there.